Okay, I accept, thank you.
But the billing, the auditor did, you know, that they could call, but whenever they wanted to buy a phone, they always would call the billing.
Okay, I'll call the county council meeting for February 13th in session. And before we get started, I had a request from Mr. Young, and we must have missed it, but there's been a speed limit change. Could you elaborate on that, Mr. Young? That wasn't our, the council, the commission's already voted on it, correct, and approved it, would you, council has to approve it? I didn't realize we did.
It was the one out by the potato factory out there.
It wasn't us.
No, right, it was the previous one.
Previous commissioners?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And council has to approve a speed limit change?
We didn't in the past have to approve the speed limit change, Brian thought we did. Now, did you do any research on it, Brian?
That's what Kevin said.
Kevin, thank you.
He was gonna get with you, Kevin was gonna contact.
Okay, he has got with me, yeah, well, let's put that on the hold for now.
What was the speed limit go from? What did, what happened there?
It was the 45.
I don't know.
What was it before?
The signs are posted, but it's not gonna prove what accounts, what I understand.
The signs are already out there?
Yeah. So.
All right, well, that's, the signs are already out there.
Right, it can't be enforced.
My understanding, from listening to Kevin too at that meeting, said that the council has to approve an ordinance.
All right.
Bring us the ordinance.
So the ordinance.
I just know the ordinance.
All right, so the ordinance is there, do we have a number of the ordinance?
I haven't seen the ordinance or anything, so.
All right. I don't know, well, let's table that till next meeting, we'll get the ordinance and we can vote on it. I don't think there's gonna be a problem, Mr. Young, we're getting approved.
I was just giving a message to everyone.
Right, no, I appreciate that too. Okay. Mr. Murphy.
Good evening. I'm here for two simple things. First.
Those are the transfers that he's asking for and.
I'll wait till I pass it down so you can then.
I guess we're up off the top, because the bottom isn't the whole thing. Oh, hey. I have days like that.
What are these bottom ones here, that's all this stuff? That's something we need to copy through, that's the same thing just for evidence. There's your letter.
I guess I already have one.
No.
Looks like pre-trial diversion and part, pre-trial diversion and part-time help, right?
Correct. The first letter is a request for $12,700 to be appropriated into the following budget area. This is the budget that we submitted for the pre-trial diversion program last year. Was approved and went into effect January 1st. Now that it's in effect, we need to put the money in it so that it can be spent. This money comes from the pre-trial diversion fund, which is a non-reverting fund generated by user fees, not by any tax dollars. And these were the amounts that were approved by you gentlemen and lady as the budget for 2017. The second letter is money that was in the 2016 budget, which was not spent. Since it's a non-reverting fund, it just needs to be reappropriated back into that budget again for 2017.
Any questions for Mr. Murphy?
I'll make a motion to approve the request as presented.
Second.
You got a motion to second to approve the prosecuting attorney's request as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sheriff's. I guess Terry's next on the agenda, I'm sorry. Well, I'm looking at, you're next on the list here for the appropriation.
Good idea.
Sorry about that.
I know, better idea.
You got highway administration, common general fund, too, right?
Yeah, we got a couple of transfers. Like transfer $1,100 from the gas oil move to the mowers. Bottom line is we want to buy a new mower.
And you got $300 from official records, bringing advertising.
Yes, we need that for our advertisements now that the previous administration used to take care of, I guess. So the bottom line is we're going to sell anything, like we're selling an old mower and stuff, we got to advertise it. So that's why we need a little bit more money in that budget, I guess is what I'm trying to say, so.
I make a motion to approve the two requests from the highway as presented.
Second.
Okay, we'll give Tom a second. You got a motion and a second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any motion carries?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Terry.
We got EMS on the matrix, is Nikki still here?
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Got my phone. Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to pass this out. Obviously, since Linda is not here and she was our representative or who has been working with me.
Well, Alex has been working with it too, have you been?
Have you seen anything, Alex?
No, as a matter of fact, Linda said that she was waiting for you to give her some information.
And I emailed it to her and.
Okay, as of today, she said she still hadn't seen it.
I sent it last week.
Okay.
So I will give this to you, and like I said, I understand you're not going to be able to do anything about it as of right now. Did you guys want to take a look at this? Have one extra. Like I, well, I think there's only one really new person, but once again, I want to thank Tom and it was Larry and Linda for increasing our wages. We have been able to retain employees because we were in that hiring frenzy for quite a while.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. I know when Ken and Mike and you guys were commissioners, our paramedic wage was $11, $12. We got it bumped up to $15. We are actually starting to get applications in part-time wise. So word is getting out, it's moving in a forward direction, so we thank you. Our problem is part of that meeting was how to retain employees that we have here. On the very last page, if you look at that, I did notice an error, I apologize. On the very last page is our current total for 2017, where it says number of years. Diana is actually at 2 years, not six. That's a typo on my part. But as you can see, we are retaining myself, Kyle and I, or I'm sorry, Missy and I were one of the original three out of the 24. We've got our raises along the way, but I think it shows some dedication if you look at those numbers as to how many people are staying. I would like to keep those. That's why the county had decided to do the matrix, which we've been excluded, which, you know, we know you guys have been working on that. So just trying to keep everything up, getting involved. I would like to say thank you to my employees that have been here, that have served the county for as many years as they have. The problem being is we can't seem to find time to get this in the works. Another thing also is how are we to do if you look on the first page, and this is what Linda sent me.
What are we talking about here?
This is the longevity.
I understand where you're going. You're talking about longevity.
Longevity.
Okay, the matrix has a longevity clause in it, right?
Mm-hmm. That is, if you look on the page, I color-coded, the green represents somebody who's been here the 9 to 14 years.
Okay.
The
green.
The yellow is what our current salary is now.
With the base rate and the OT.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the bluish is our overtime totals. And then on the bottom of the second page, you'll see where it says regular and OT. Okay, that is strictly working the 2080 and the overtime at the 722.4.
Right.
Then you have to toss in the holiday, which you'll see down at the bottom where it has regular
right.
and overtime.
I understand all that. What your question is that you're thinking that the longevity should be increased. Is that what your question is?
This is the longevity. My problem, Jay, is when Linda, and I don't know if she got with you, Alex, about the percentages, she's like, okay, well, you need to follow the sheriff's matrix at like 50 or 48%.
Okay.
Then I was told you need to follow the county matrix, which was the years of service. Like if you look at the county matrix, it goes 0 to 1,
mm-hmm.
1 to 2 to 5. Well, no, I was told I have to go to 0 to 1 and 2 to 8. I'm sorry. This year I've been in EMS 19 years. I should be like astronomical if I make it to year 20 in this business. I want some guidance in regards to this is what I came up with on what I was told, but I think the year gaps are too big for us. You go from, if you look on that.
Year
that
to point, 1 to 2 to 8, okay.
You see?
6 years there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the sheriff's longevity breakdown?
That's right there.
Same thing she did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The percentages are different. Because I kind of talked her into, my people come trained. I don't send them to training. They come trained to do their job. I don't have to send them to the academy. They come in, they have to know my county, and they have to know my policies. So to have them at 40%, that's going to decrease everything of what we worked on to get them comparable. You know, we would go off of that base rate right now if you would.
And you've been talking to Linda about this?
I talked to her. She stopped in. I have not talked to Alex. I had no idea. Sorry.
That's okay. No, Linda's been handling.
She's been pretty much.
Because of being involved with the hospital too, so.
Okay.
So this is what I came up with, pretty much on what the information.
This is your modified matrix. This last page.
With the exception of the years, because she said I needed to stick with the years. That's my. What I'm going to say, my issue is the years. I would like to follow the year, the county's breakdown of years of service. Does that make sense? So you go from 2 to 5, 5 to 10 instead of 9 to 14.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I think Linda would need to get involved, Alex would need to get involved, sit down, yes. Find out how much that's going to cost the county in additional money this coming year. See if we can do that. If not, we might have to wait till next year, but at least entertain the idea of doing that. I agree, 2 to 8 years is a long sequence.
It is there. A long time for us.
Yeah,
I agree. Really. Just based on this number itself, what I have, we would need based on the numbers that, the difference between, if you look at the top where it says Ms. Powers and then where it's mine. Okay. Linda's is the first two pages. Those are her percentages and her dollar amounts. Okay. The only thing that really changed between my matrix and Linda's matrix, she had the advanced EMT, which is on page 2 and page 4. She had them at $12 an hour. They make $11.50 right now. I bumped them to $11.60. That's the only difference, really, between the matrix, which throws your dollar on the top.
Well, you didn't make any longevity changes then?
Well, that's what this.
Okay, but you, okay, you just didn't change it here.
I did it here, and it would be here. Like this one.
I know, but it doesn't show it here. 2 days, it still shows 2 days.
Yeah, that's why.
Right, but I needed, okay. I needed to know if I could do that because I was supposed to follow the sheriff. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, I was curious to see what yours would look like printed out with your longevity that
actually,
you would propose, because that's why I was getting confused.
Actually,
the same numbers on the longevity on both papers, I'm lost.
It would be pretty much the same with a little less, because it would be 60, 62, 64, 66, 68%.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
If you go 0 to 1,
right.
Okay, sorry. What page are you on?
I'm on the one I believe that you did, the third.
Okay.
She jumped over and got 2% is what she did.
Right.
Through the top 3-4 positions. For mm-hmm. The top 4 line items.
So it would just be extended. It would be, my years of service would be 0 to 1, and I'm looking at the assistant director, so you could look at either one. 0 to 1 would be 78%, because that's what they're making now. Okay. 2 to 5 would be 80%. 5 to 10 would be 83%.
Where does it say that? Maybe
no, that's what she's asking.
That's what I'm proposing right now.
Oh, so you don't have it on paper.
I do not have it on paper, because the amounts are going to be plus 15 and 20 years.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense? The first.
Who's on the matrix committee? Aren't you still on it?
It's just myself and Linda.
Okay.
And like I said, I know Linda, you know, bless her, she's been working with Nikki because of being so close with
the hospital.
The hospital.
She contacted me in December, and then she just contacted me like last week.
All right. Well, I'm not comfortable with making a decision without Linda here on this.
Which I understand, because I didn't.
That's right. No, I appreciate you explaining to us.
Like I said, we've been trying, at least I've been trying to give my people some answers.
Your people got a raise just before we did the matrix, right?
2015 is when we bumped up their base rate.
Okay, so 2015.
2015, with the exception of myself and Connie.
And Todd, right.
Right.
Two individuals did not get a raise. She didn't put it in, and we couldn't get it through because she didn't put it in.
I didn't put it in because I needed people to staff my trucks. Just like tonight, is it almost 8 o'clock? I am down to one paramedic tonight in the county. So I need to make my staff, because I can't do it. I have a sick kid at home. So for me, plus my dad has liver cancer, he's on hospice, I'm going to be in and out.
Okay. So Nikki, what Linda had emailed this or text this evening, and she would like to go ahead and take a look at this. Because she did not have a chance. Okay. She's not here this evening because she is very ill. So, yes, it is definitely.
You know, like I said, they're okay with this. They're happy sitting steady. Does that make sense? But we would like some answers in the long run. If we're following the county handbook and the policy, then are we going to be included as a county employee?
the whole idea.
Well, yeah, we did a kind of a special salary deal for the EMS because you were having such a problem with your turnover.
Right, which we knew we couldn't be in right away.
And I think we also had realized that because of your work hour differences and the sheriff's department's differences, that's why things were
kind of jumbled.
Yes, yes.
Which is fine. Like I said, we're in no big hurry in regards to getting this done, but if we have to do some requesting to cover this.
Work with Linda and work with Alex. They're the ones who know the most about this. If somebody else wants to jump in, I mean, have at it.
Well, I know for myself, Kevin actually gave me, before I started setting up the council, a copy of the matrix and all. Maybe I'm just slow compared to the rest of the world. I don't know, maybe you guys all understand it and everything, but I really need to, I'm going to have to sit down with somebody that was involved with it and get it explained to me because it's a little cumbersome, yeah. I don't get it. I mean,
I told Linda, I want it to be comparable. You shouldn't have the payroll clerk doing a percent this way, this say, following this and this and this. That's confusing for her. Somebody's got a different percentage, somebody's got a different year, somebody's got this, somebody's got that. Why couldn't it have been combined? Does that make sense? Because that poor thing, she's gonna have, you know, if they want to put us in at 70%, well, my starting wage for a paramedic is already 75% of my base rate. So how can you cut them down when we can't get people to come in the first place? That's why we got the wage committee set up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's not that each, it's not an individual that gets a different pay. It's where they're at as far as longevity and what position they're in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been here, like on here, it's like.
But see, my
0 to 1 year is 55% of what you're, what the base, your base pay is, so you'd be getting this amount.
But that's a basic. You look at the paramedic, Jake, right. The same, it's a different percentage.
I know, and it should be, right? Because
they got more training.
That was what was decided and what you guys come up with. That was my understanding of that anyway.
Right, okay. So, you know, everybody based
but I,
on...
But I see where you're at here. You guys need to get together and work this out, I think. But I see the 2 to 8 years is a long time.
I need a decoder.
Mm-hmm. And this is the first time I've seen
that. I completely agree with that.
And I think, too, a lot of it was consistency because it got to the point where...
You guys were pulling your hair out who was all there, and I get
everyone. With right. Everyone.
And I'm not trying to cause any trouble, right. But it's like...
And you
okay,
guys
here,
and Sheriff were kind of a separate... Because
we're
the,
unique birds.
Unique because of the hours you work and the different things that involved with it.
Right.
Right.
Right. And we get that. So, that's why we were sitting
right.
Kind of idle. Okay. But it's like, okay... How long do we sit?
No, it's great for you to ask questions and bring things back
you know,
up so we can resolve.
I was going to bring it up in December, and it was like, okay, well, we'll have changing of the guards,
and
so you guys can take a look at that. Yeah. Linda's already got a copy.
This is going to take a change of salary ordinance to do this. So
right, and we're going to have to come in. I'm sorry, but we'll have to ask for additionals if it's approved because
the
holidays and... I've got one off on med leave right now. I've got call offs. Definitely Kevin's not here, but I'm going to email him. Can we, as a county, I know we understand we have this Obamacare where we're limited on part-time hours, but I'm gonna burn through that. All my full-time people have vacation this year. My part-time people are already picking up at least 28 or 24 hours a week. If I've got two people off on vacation, I got part-timers filling in. I got a part-timer working tonight because there was nobody available.
Maybe a part-timer.
And we're trying, but we're not getting in any ALS people.
That's I don't know how it works, whether there's differences, quote-unquote, in, you know, in different fields, but I know when my daughter was working for St. Francis, I was questioning that because of the limited hours before you're considered mandatory, you know, a full-time and a part-time, and she was working 40 hours a week as a POA with with no benefits or anything, and she was able to work. So I don't know if there's.
I was told that I'm gonna have.
If you have 50 more people, my understanding is if you have 50 more people under your employment, then anybody that works, I think it's 32 hours a week or more, you're mandated to give them healthcare.
Or can they sign a waiver? Because I know some of the hospitals with their part-timers were putting 40 hours in and they signed a waiver denying health insurance. So that's something I was gonna ask Kevin about because.
Yeah, I said I'd have to check with y'all, and then I don't know.
I can't.
If you got 30.
Like I said.
Two.
And you're right, there is a number.
Hours a week.
And there is a 50, yeah, it is, right. I forgot about that part, but it is.
Now, there's some stipulation in there, which I'm not all up on, I don't need to get into here, but if it's seasonal and you work 40 and they average things out, you can't average it out. You can work 40 or 45, and then, but you can't work it.
Which, I don't have that, but.
What they're doing now would be fine if you just hired somebody else and you could get it.
And it's like, by the time they orientate, and it's like, we're not getting the, we're getting some ALS people, but we're not getting enough medics to cover. So that means either myself or one of my full-time, in fact, I had a part-time medic working today, but that would put my full-time medics and myself into overtime trying to cover the truck. I try to watch my hours. If I know ahead of time, I will make sure I don't go over, but like we had a text message last night for an ALS provider that went home sick with 100.
Well, and if you have, you know, your full-time people, if they use their vacation time up and they use all that time up and they're not coming in to work, then there'll be money in their budget that we just transfer back into the part-time budget if we can't, right? Because you should have everything pretty well fixed here where everything's covered, right? I mean, that was what the budget was for, had everything covered. And I can understand, you know, certain circumstances you might go over a little bit and have to come back, but I mean, it sounds to me like you just need another part-time person in there now to help take up some of the slack from people that are.
And we're trying, but, okay. You know, if I throw in basics, then we're losing revenue out on ALS, you know.
Nikki, I texted Linda to say that we're gonna get together, all of us, this either this week, next week at the latest, so that we can get it done for you, okay?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I have people asking, mm-hmm. and it's like, what do I tell them? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm working on it. Well, then,
no.
You know, so at least now it's
before us.
Before you guys can take a look. If you have any questions, you know, yell, scream, holler, email, whatever. Come see me. And then just fly by the seat of my pants type deal. Kenny was out, saw our garage. I know it was kind of pushed off during the budget hearings, but if we are looking at getting a new ambulance anytime soon, we are going to have to do something with our garage. So I don't know if you guys want us to start looking into, not necessarily getting quotes, but design which way we need to go. We are okay.
I think, Kenny, we had a discussion about that. Was it our last joint session? Or was it just you and I were talking?
Just you and I.
You and I were talking, but he had some good ideas in regards to that.
Well, you know, we had talked about adding on, so do we go ahead and see, okay, this is what we need to do, this is what we need to get.
You needed two more bays, and what I thought, just add on to the north side of the building, put her two more bays in there, they'd be as long as the one she's got. She could use her first bay to wash. She'd have extra room because she needs more storage, and she could go on that west wall and put storage in there. I think we could get by pretty reasonable.
Well, and
That's a good thing, and maybe the commissioner should look at maybe getting somebody to draw that up or something.
Because I know you guys weren't in, but we were talking about doing the survey to like the EMA office together. Nathan was doing that survey, and it just kind of died in the water.
Yeah.
But if we get a new truck, it's probably going to be a truck chassis, if you're going to stay diesel. And it's not going to fit. I mean, my trucks are close to 100,000 miles on all of them, even the two new ones, because we're rotating from Francis Mill to Winnemac, but...
That's not a lot of miles anymore, though.
No, but, you know...
But no, I agree with you, we need to keep your stock rotated.
You know...
Well, I mean, you and I get together on that if you want. We can talk about it, I got some ideas on that, too. Well, I've got the original drawing, I did that drawing for Fritz when he put that building up, I did all that, so I got all that stuff in my computer ready, it wouldn't take long, I mean, just do it for nothing, just put the add-on on there.
But,
Do it for nothing for the county, get it.
You know, we're gonna have to, I mean, you haven't been out, but our drywall is pretty.
Yeah.
Where the truck's packing into it, I'm waiting for one of my file cabinets when I walk in my office, it's knocked over. And they can't do anything about it, in order to get that truck in that bay, it's gotta be tight.
Cleats on the floor, so when the back tires hit them, it stops?
Well, if...
Before you go through the back wall?
Yeah.
With that board, and that's not even the longest one, but in that bay, it is. The one that we got before the burnt one in Wagner's shop, there is no way that thing would ever fit in that bay. Not at all. It would have to remain a primary because it is too long and too high.
You know, that's a really good comment that you made about your curb stops. Can't you maybe put a curb stop in the tire so that it can only go so far, and then you don't.
But then you can't shut the door.
Well, if you back it all the way.
It has to be resting against the drywall in order for that one to get in the bay.
It has to back into the drywall to shut the door.
But still, now, the other one...
Still, if you back all the way and you put a stop behind it, at least then it won't go through the drywall and be setting in the door.
But the problem being is that bumper actually has to be up in the drywall.
I understand that, but you can still put a stop. When it's up against the drywall, you can still put it. I'm more concerned about somebody, you know, slipping their foot off the brake or whatever and backing through the wall and hitting something on the other side of the wall.
Between the drywall and my wall.
That's what I'm saying. That's you that they're gonna hit. That's the point.
I will look at it.
But just, you know, I know you guys, Alex,
Linda get a chance to look at the matrix scenario, and Ken and I'll get together and we'll see what we can do for your building there.
Like I said, I don't come and see you guys very often, but just keep you in the loop, and this is what we're doing or what we'd like to see. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Christy has some concerns with the matrix too, right?
I do, yeah. All right.
Did you bring your Dakota page?
Kind of. I brought the page that was given to us last year when they were first implementing the matrix. I included my full-time girls' attire date on it. The question I have about the matrix and the PTO, and I have that part from the handbook too, is when you're saying years of service, is it the years of service that they have completed? Or is it they're in the beginning of that year of service when they get the raise or they get their PTO? It hasn't been consistent. For instance, Julie, who's been in my office the longest, when the matrix went into effect last year in March, her wage was based on 11 years of service. At the time that went into play, Julie did not have 11 years of service. She would have had 11 years of service in October of 2016. When I was told she was being calculated on 11 years of service, I then questioned, well, why is she not getting the PTO hours for 11 years of service? I was told she had to complete 11 years of service before she got those PTO hours, which meant she didn't get those until 2017. So there's some inconsistencies as far as when they're getting the increases. Are we basing it on 11? Are we basing it on the she's had 11 years of service completed? Or are we basing it on she's in her 11th year of service?
Well, I think it should be 11 years of service completed. That's what service means.
Well, then you have, it would maybe need to start 11 years of service completed with the new calendar year. Otherwise, we'd be changing the doggone salary ordinance every time somebody hits a different service date.
Well, and it was also told to me that we are to be calculating them on a January 1. So if you do a January 1 for her, we would have done January 1 of 2006. She still would not have had completed 11 years of service last year, and she got a raise based on the matrix saying she had 11 years.
Well, the matrix did say she had 11 years. Somebody put it in that she had 11 years of service, and that.
That's how it was calculated, and I'm not sure who did that because I was never asked.
Well, I guess my question is, and I wasn't, you know, involved with the matrix, but I mean, was there ever a document that was drawn up that said how the matrix worked? Because that's where it gets confusing to me. I look at the matrix and I don't see anything that tells me exactly. Is it 11 years of service? Is it at the end of your 10th year? Does all the pay rates reset on January 1st? I mean, that to me is almost a document that needs to be done before we adopt, because I don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah, those are questions that popped up.
And that's where
I really thought of beforehand.
I have some inconsistencies with all three of my employees because of this.
Well,
I have Carrie, who started January 1 of 2016, so she has completed 1 year of service. Based on what I have been told, she bumps to 112 hours PTO because she's in her second year of service. However, she's not getting a pay raise being in her second year of service.
Well, here's what I think we need to do. We need to, in my opinion anyway, we'll get the tankers, we need to get involved in this. But I think it should start, if you have 11 years, if your hiring date is October 1st, and you have 11 years of service on October 1st, you have to wait till January 1st to get your 11 years of service, PTO
okay.
time and raise.
Okay.
Yes.
That would be my...
Consistency is what I'm looking for.
The way to consistently do it, that would be
okay.
And we're not going to take any money away from anybody now that's already got.
Sure.
We ain't going to do that. But I think in the future, unless there's something that Tankersley comes back and says, no, it says 11 years of service, once they hit their 11 year of service date, they get that 11 year of service. Then we're going to have to make the salary ordinance change at all.
Well, at one point in time, they did do something, I believe, where it made everybody's anniversary dates per se January 1.
That's what I was getting at, right?
Yeah, don't we have a group set that put this together, and you know, we're Tankersley and Linda, everybody set on to come up with it? I mean,
yeah, well, Alex,
I would
get a hold of Tankersley.
I would think that group needs to pull back together.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Put this together and then propose it back to the commissioners and the council as a proposal. Then we.
Well, and the other thing that will need to be addressed is if you're saying upon completion of that year of service.
Right, and
I don't disagree with that. You'll need to reevaluate your PTO because in that case, your first year is addressed, but that gap of between 1 and 2 years of service will not be addressed because you have your first year for the courthouse schedule at 42 hours, but then you say 2 to 5 years is 112. That puts Carrie in a loophole. Her first year, she did get 42 hours, her 0 to 1. She's now in 1 to 2. You're not addressing the 1 to 2 years in the PTO schedule in the handbook.
Well,
Right Stuff has given her 112 hours, but technically she's in that 1 to 2 year where she's completed 1 year, but she hasn't completed 2.
Yeah, and according to the way, you know, the PTO is set up, your first year you get that, and at the beginning of your second year, because, you know.
But then you're going with the beginning on PTO, but are we going with beginning on?
No, the PTO kick in the same time you raised.
Well, that's my thing. It should.
Yeah. Well,
your benefit package that's based on years should be the exact same thing as what this page is.
But they're not.
No, and I'm agreeing. that's where my frustration would come in too.
Yeah.
We need to get it standardized and fixed, because it sounds like some people are getting it, some people aren't getting it.
Right.
And anyway,
I know
we need to get that resolved.
The whole idea of the pains that me and Mike and everybody set on stuff back in the day on the handbook was to make things fair for all the employees. So.
Like these are problems that come up.
Right.
We're
right.
Going to have the years. So
right.
Your issues
right.
We'll address.
When this whole thing started, too, we realized there were going to be problems.
Sure.
And they were going to have to be addressed sort of one at a time until
yep.
right.
things got equaled out.
Yeah, just some clarification on what the categories are, is it at the beginning of that year, is it after they've completed that many years?
After they've completed that many years, that's the way everything else is, I mean, vacation time, everything is always everywhere.
It's not, well, yeah, and then I can tell you, PTO has not been calculated that way.
It should.
So, yeah, just some clarification on that, that way our employees can get what they deserve, so.
We'll bring it up.
Great.
Alex is gonna look into it and we'll.
Sounds good, Alex, do you have any questions for me?
Okay.
Yes.
I don't have any right now, but yeah, I will.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You know, I will say, Chris, not just you, but, you know, it's sad, it changes, I mean, it seems like, honestly, all the years that I've been in council, it seems like every couple of months, we're changing. And so, the whole goal for the matrix was, as you said, you know, we want to keep it as consistent as possible. And yes, there are gonna be little glitches here and there, and.
That was the whole idea behind it.
Sure, sure, and I don't have a problem with the matrix, it's just interpreting it, the consistency in it, so.
And we appreciate you bringing that up to us, and now we know what we need to do to get it fixed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
We have a curbside appointment, Laura?
Yeah, that was, I had already, I think you were on it last year, Jay, and I had already called him and said that you'd be on it again, but you need to have it confirmed or voted on. I have an appointment scheduled for you and I have a document for you to sign.
Pardon? All right, entertain a motion to appoint me to the curbside board.
So moved.
Seconded.
All favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Sheriff? Oops, we had Nikki back up here for just a second.
That's right.
I'm just gonna be back.
You're trying to wear me out, Jay.
Sorry.
Jay?
Yes, ma'am.
Who seconded that motion?
Tom.
I got it. We got two additional appropriations. This is from last year and we never really got a clear answer whether this has been done, so. This is nothing more, this is with the previous auditor. So if this has been done, then it's been done. But this is with Dave Kane and Phyllis Faust. The former auditor said we had to have the insurance in our budget. And it's never really in our budget. It's, I guess the money's in our budget, but Laura writes the checks. And so we had some controversy with that before Sheila had left. We haven't had that with Laura, so I'll make sure Laura stays out so we have any problem with Laura. This all comes from the previous auditor. So I don't know if these two additionals have been done. If they have been done, then we don't need the money put in there to pay these people's insurance. So it's kind of an odd thing. So I don't know what you want to do with it or how we want to fix it, but. We looked at two additions.
If you had a chance to look it up, we had to have records of them being paid.
Are you talking about the 12, two, there was two sets of $12,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was all done at the end of the year, you guys approved that. I thought it was all the same thing. At the last meeting, Sheila had published.
I don't know, Laura, this, I don't think Carrie sees it in the budget, so we have a hard time knowing.
Well, nobody's seen anything in the budget because.
I think she was just trying to cover bases so we didn't get run out of money somewhere. So if it's
was
been done, we're good.
Was that going to advertise if it was paid?
I don't know. I don't remember this, so I can't tell you.
There was something we were going to advertise to be paid.
It was $212,000.
$212,000 that were published in December and they were approved last meeting.
But if they hadn't been advertised, we were going to advertise them and vote it.
Yeah, I think that, I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that
all right,
was.
So we just, this is done.
I think it's done.
All right.
I think it's done. If it's not, then let us know and we'll take it. We got to pay for insurance, so.
Yeah. And then the other one is a transfer. One of them's for $5,500. We use the Sheriff's Firearms Training Fund money to purchase our ammo for the year. And then we need to transfer from our ammo line item into equipment for new guns that we bought. This is shotguns for the deputies. We have, I think, five different
types of shotguns in the deputies' cars. What we want to go to are all Remington 870s.
Oh, between the different, well, there's five shotguns in each car?
No, there's five types of shotguns that we have scattered through 13 cars. And our armors are only equipped to do 870s, so we have some shotguns that they can't even work on. Tactically, it's always an advantage to have the car set up as close to the same. So if a deputy's got to get into another guy's car, he's not grabbing some shotgun he's never seen before or that kind of stuff. So that's what we're doing there with those. And then the other thing that we have going on that I think I've brought up to you guys, I know I've brought it up to the commissioners, is we had to put a inmate, our goal was through our health care insurance to, we had to go to the judge for, this is the circuit court judge, to get an order. We had an inmate that's having psychological problems that had gotten off his medicine. So our health care providers comes to the judge with an order that we could forcibly give him some shots to get him back on his medicine to where he would be okay to house. The judge decided that he didn't want to have that done, and so they shipped him to DOC, which cost us $99 a day. So that happened, it was pretty early in the year. So right now it's about $3,000 a month for them to house him. So we're transferring money into this inmate. We never had with an inmate in another institution to pay for before. So that's why I'm transferring money there, so we can pay DOC for housing this inmate. He's back on his medicine. We've tried to get him back. That just hasn't happened. He's scheduled up here, I think, within the next couple, 3 weeks. So if we get him back up here, we hope to be able to keep him here and end that. But I think we're right at about $6,000 now. And, you know, Courtney, if we get to keep him when he gets back up here, you know, who knows? But it's a salty deal. I didn't want him to go down there. This was a judge decision, and, you know, I'm living with it. So that's what that transfer is.
Any questions for the sheriff?
I'll make a motion to...
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to approve the transfers as presented for the sheriff's department.
I'll second. You got a motion to second to approve the sheriff's transfers. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
You second that.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Right, thank you, guys.
Thanks for waiting. Thanks for getting that four times.
Your exercise program from Little County.
Anything else, Laura?
We have the minutes from the last meeting that need to be approved from January 9th. We also have executive minutes from January 24th, but did you approve those, or should that have been a joint session because it was
They can be approved separately. We can approve the council portion and the commission to approve their same minutes, but if we read through it, we don't see anything. They may see something they haven't amended. But.
So I have executive minutes from January 24th, and I have regular minutes from January 9th.
Entertain a motion to approve the council minutes from January 9th.
So moved. Second.
We get motion second to approve the minutes as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Then the executive session minutes. Anybody had a chance to look at those?
I haven't had a chance to look at those. I guess I didn't miss them.
I didn't know about it.
I was going to say, that's what I'm going. When did that happen? I never even knew that that happened.
That's our gate.
I was the only one there.
Driving the
world. Yeah.
I guess I'll make a recommendation to approve the minutes as submitted.
I
haven't read them yet. Let me let's can that one for a little bit, Laura. I forgot I was the only one there. Let's hold off on those minutes. Let me take a chance.
Do you even have minutes for an executive session?
It's a memorandum. Very short. Just basically gives you the Indiana code of what it was under, it had to do with the lawsuit.
Yeah.
And that was basically, and then of course it has to be certified that nothing else was spoken about during that meeting, other than what the meeting was for.
I'll make the motion to approve the executive session meeting as presented.
Minutes?
Minutes.
How could you do that?
Why not? You can't make the motion, you're president.
All right.
It doesn't matter, I can still get on as president.
All right, you got a motion to approve the executive session meetings as presented? Need a second?
You can second it.
I second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Everybody else abstains? I guess that's the only way we can handle it.
Well, not only can you say it all.
I'll look through the minutes, and if I have any questions, do you guys look through them at all? Everything looks good? I just, okay, let's move on.
I also have encumbrances that need to be approved, and pass those down. This is 2016 encumbrance, paid 2017.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the encumbrances as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve the encumbrances as presented.
Second.
Get a motion and a second to approve the encumbrances as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. We didn't have any additionals?
I do not have any additionals.
Okay.
Not that I am aware of.
Okay, so we just need to assign the transfers then, huh?
Yes, and I have the actual documents to sign. If you would sign the passes down that you I gave all the copies.
Before we adjourn, is there any public comment? No public comment? Entertain a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Adjourn.
We'll play it nice. Who's first here?
Okay, who made the motion to adjourn?
We'll say Tom made it and I seconded it. Got it.
Yeah, we had that executive session in regards to the lawsuit we had at ACLU right now. And somehow everybody didn't get the memo of it happening.
Ken, the January 9th are also in there.
Oh.
So we need to sign them.
Okay, January 9th was.
Back here at Holton Living Rehab.
So, anyway.
All right, got one. I stopped in early, I got my paperwork, so I'm still used to doing that, so if you have it earlier. Keep forgetting, I got half the papers on.
Okay, so the one set of minutes that went to Jay.
I'm gonna grab the minutes.
I'll be back here in a second. Good morning.
I got mine.